So the beauty of this practice of mindfulness and insight meditation is that we can do it anytime. We can do it anywhere. We don't need to wait for the mind to be in a certain state. We don't have to wait for conditions to be right. It's like the method of natural observation, just watching the mind, knowing the mind. The central tenet in Buddhist practice is that we suffer because we don't know ourselves. If we know ourselves, if we really saw ourselves, that suffering is released. So our intention or in practice is to do this, to know ourselves, to see ourselves clearly, to see and understand the process of suffering. And when we see and understand it, we don't have to figure anything out, we just have to recognize it, and then it naturally is released. So this is the goal, to see ourselves, to know ourselves. And one way to maybe think about this is comparing ourselves to, say, zoologists or anthropologists that are trying to learn about the species, right? In this case, the species is our mind. So, say there's some animal that we really want to understand. There's different ways we can go about that. One would be to go out and catch one and put it in a cage and look at it. And it gives you some information, right? You know what it looks like, you know what it smells like, you know some of the things it does when it's in a cage anyway. But it's limited as to being able, allowing you to really know this creature or this animal. So that's why people who've really made, you know, the field of anthropology and zoology have really made these great inroads don't really do that. They don't go, you don't just go to the zoo and stand in front of the chimpanzee enclosure and watch the chimpanzees. Like Jane Goodall went out and lived with them, right? And observed them and watched everything they do as they're doing it. Right? She recorded all their interactions. It didn't matter whether they were, if they were doing something like fighting. It's not like she said, "Oh, I don't want to. That's not my interest. So I'm just going to go read a book now." You know, but she watched them all the time and really understood what is a chimpanzee, right? As much as she could, without being one. And that's what this practice is with. That's what, in a sense, you could say that concentration type of practice of sitting still and closing the eyes and focusing the mind on a single point on the breath is sort of like, you know, putting the mind in a cage and seeing what the mind is like in a cage. It's, you know, it gives you some information, but we learn much more when we can see and be with the mind as it does what it does, you know, in daily life, as it does what it does. What's the mind do when it's frustrated? What's the mind do when it feels sad about something? What's the mind do when it feels anxious? What's the mind do when it's bored? So this practice of sitting there and moving the arms is just that. And this is sort of like polishing the binoculars in a sense, so when we go into our life, we can observe more clearly. But it's just that, noticing what the mind's doing. So when we practice informally, what's the mind doing when it, how is the mind when it's bored? What does it do when it gets bored? Or what's the mind do when it feels like this body is doing something silly, you know, moving the arms around? And if we put these moments of observation together, we really learn something very profound about this creature we're trying to understand. So it's a very, in many ways, it's an easy path. In a sense that we don't have to catch it and put it in the cage of concentration. We just have to watch it, you know, but we have to remember to watch it. That's the challenge, right? Remembering to watch. And it's more comfortable. There's a relief. There's a sense of ease that comes from letting go of our tendency often to try to catch the mind, to try to control the mind. And it's something we all do all the time, whether we're talking about meditation or not. We're always trying to control the mind in some way. And just letting go of that idea and seeing our duty is not that of catching and controlling the mind, but just knowing it as it's doing what it's doing is a big relief. It's a path of much of ease, really. It's like, I have this memory from movies of people who want to train a horse, if they go around trying to catch the horse just runs around it's frustrating for both the horse and the person trying to train it. And then you see this wiser person come out and he just sort of, stands there or gently, kind of moves around, and the horse eventually just sort of calmly walks over. I don't know if that really happens. I'm not a horse person. But that is what the mind does. If we stop trying to chase it, it just naturally settles. Without trying to make it settle. If we try to make it settle, it's like trying to make that horse do something it doesn't want to do. So let's practice our powers of natural observation together.